Okay, so I think there's a few lessons people should learn about driving things like an SUV or a van. One, anyone who drives an SUV, okay, is only driving it because they don't want to be in a van and be called a woman, okay? Same with women. Women who drive SUVs instead of vans are just trying to get out of that, you know, soccer mom stereotype they don't want to be a part of. Yet they're definitely part of it, or they're now part of the tiny-ass woman driving a giant fucking truck, you know, stereotype. And they usually can't do it very well either. So, granted, most men can't drive SUVs either. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people have trouble driving vehicles that are quite large. Okay. Next thing, SUVs and vans aren't fucking race cars. If you want a race car, buy a fucking race car, okay? Driving your fucking minivan or your fucking, you know, Ford Explorer 200 miles, or usually it's like an expedition or excursion. Explorer people usually don't fucking do this. You know, driving, you know, 100 fucking miles down, you know, an hour down the road. One, you're retarded because your shit can't handle that. It's not made to fucking drive that fast. And two, it's not made to turn or stop at any fucking speed besides, like, zero, okay? You're just asking for some shit to go wrong. And this guy a minute ago, driving his van, zoomed up to cut me off, like, because he had to get over and do his thing, right? And I'm like, really, dude? Like, you're in a fucking van. I mean, like, you could have got behind me. There's plenty of room back there. I was, like, a car length away from the guy in front of me because we were all exiting. Douchebags. So many douchebags on the road. And it's, like, a day when there's no one on the road, which is even crazier. There's, like, nobody out here because it's Friday, so Columbia takes the day off or something. And it just amazes me how it's, like, when a day when there's less drivers on the road, people drive shittier somehow. Like, this guy riding my ass. He's only 30. I'm going 35, and this woman fucking comes up on me going 45. The fuck her problem is. And then they ride your ass. They don't just get, you know, they don't come up and go, oh, this guy's going slower. I should anticipate that he's not going as fast as me and let go of the gas. No, no, no. They fucking zoom right up on your ass, hoping you're going to fucking move at the last possible minute or something. It's a one-lane road, lady. There's nowhere to fucking move. People. Driving me fucking crazy while driving. That's the craziest part about it. Just trying to, you know, go to work and do my thing, and it's just, like, getting hassled by people you can't yell back at, is what I hate. Like, some lady, she starts, I don't know, drifting or whatever in her van, or SUV, I think it was, actually. I can check it out later. But she's drifting, so I honk, right? I'm like, man, I'm beep, kind of shit, move the fuck out of the way. I look over, she didn't even hear me honk. Didn't even flinch or anything, all right? The only reason she, like, moved over is that she saw my car was right next to her at the last possible second there. And, dumb bitch was sitting there yelling on the phone to somebody. She was, like, just screaming at the phone. I mean, talking loudly, clearly, is the best way to put it. But it's just that kind of shit just irritates the fuck out of me. How hard is it to drive and, you know, stay in your lane? The lanes are pretty wide. You got room there. It's not like you can't swivel back and forth in your lane. It's just, Maryland's so stupid with their whole, oh, it's illegal to talk on cell phones and hold your ear, but talking on them with a hands-free set, oh yeah, that's not distracting at all. Idiots.